This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer just tried to convince Doug to take a vacation.
Nice. And it worked, I think.
How do you mean it worked? Right. What are you saying? Go ahead, yell it out.
It hasn't worked yet. Keep it up.
Yeah. Don't you like it? I mean, come on, Meredith. You just have to be strong here.
Right. I missed the beginning of what you said.
Well, because it wasn't on the air, and we're not going to repeat what she said.
I can kind of recap it. Here's how it went. All right, so Doug, here's how it's going to go. Rich has got some problems at Radio America. Yeah. And you're having a new baby and you're in love with Meredith, so it's time for you to take a blanking vacation. Did it work, Dougie?
Probably not. I have a tradition of being on the air on Christmas Day, which is Thursday.
You know, everybody's going to be okay.
Thank Michael Fortier for messing that tradition up.
Hey, you know what we could do? Is we could pre-tape some shows.
Christmas in July.
Right. Well, the Christmas Day program has been a tradition, as all holidays are covered live by, at least I'm here. Sometimes we get other people that would be here as well. I'm flying on Christmas Day, but not until Christmas afternoon, as it turns out.
Wait a second. What? I thought you were coming out on the 21st.
I'm coming out on the 21st. Megan's baby will be born the 22nd. And then we're coming back to the farm for Christmas on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till this baby hits your world. You really think that you're going to be, you're like going to slide in childbirth in between
airfares? The baby birth.
I can't wait till the baby birth.
Because this baby is going to rock your world. It's going to come early, and it's going to stay late, Dougie. Get over this whole planning.
You're going to miss the birth of your grandchild.
Got news for you. Science is one thing, but babies are another.
Megan has it all planned, 7:45, Monday the 22nd.
You know what they say about best laid plans, buddy. Hate to break it to you. I've never met any family like this, ever.
Hey, Doug, I was planning to have a board up here on Christmas morning. Really good. Oh, that's working out.
There we go.
Surprise!
All right. Let's talk about the situation. The Arizona quarterback being lost for the season. Carson Palmer playing some of his best football. What happened to him? He had an ACL.
He's back. He's playing. What are you talking about?
He tore his ACL in Sunday's game.
Oh, he did? No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? So you don't know about the weekend games?
I don't know about Carson Palmer. He's not really one of the... Although, I mean, the Cardinals have been rocking this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened on Monday Night Football last night?
The Eagles won.
They did.
And blew out the Panthers.
Is that expected?
Well, they had Mark Sanchez in for Nick Foles for the quarterback for Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And the guy rocked it, man. He threw for 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns, no picks. So, I mean, Philadelphia's got an offense rolling there.
Any other surprises from Sunday football, weekend football?
Besides the fact that Green Bay racked up 60 points in one half of football.
That was what I was listening yesterday to one of the radio stations in Los Angeles in the morning talking about how wide the spread, three or four games at least.
Yeah, they really just pummeled the Bears. Spreads. The Bears are horrible. They're a horrible team right now.
The point is there that much difference between the good teams and the bad teams this year that there would be these kind of, 40 points in some of these games.
Since the free trade, the free agent rules have changed, it's been a lot closer. Mm-hmm. But this year there's some really bad teams. Redskins being one of them.
At the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the NFL says it's moving as quickly as possible to take the decision on discipline for Adrian Peterson. I thought that was.
Nobody wants to rule on that one.
I don't get it.
How do you come out looking good?
Well, what, either side?
Yeah. No matter what you do with Adrian Peterson.
It's
like Ray Rice. How do you come out looking good?
He filed a grievance claiming the league isn't honoring the agreement signed by both sides when he agreed to go on the exempt list in September until his case was resolved. So what are they doing to him? What is they? What are they?
They probably don't know how to handle bringing him back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know what to do, so they're just kind of sidelining him for a while until it kind of blows over.
Well, I'd say this is a tough reality, but how much does it get into the psyche of those people who are playing the game? How much does this stuff get in the way of those who are responsible for basically the conduct of the game, the entertainment value of the game? These guys, when these guys go on the field, I remember... I'm trying to remember, it was a baseball player, and it was in the last 10, 15 years in Boston, who had some personal problems. He'd go out on the field and he'd just get booed. Boo! Yeah. I mean, the crowd would boo this guy. I don't remember who it was, but I remember the impact.
I mean, you got Michael Vick.
Yeah, basically he still gets booed, yeah.
Dog killer still gets booed when he goes to the opposing team. And he's back. They brought him back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Cole, this is like sports, traffic, and weather together on the Good Day program. I don't have any traffic report for you. But the cold snap... November, yep, a little crazy for November, isn't it? A foot of snow fell across the northern plains yesterday in Minnesota, up north of Minneapolis. 16 inches of snow yesterday. The storm system bringing in cold air make its way into the deep south this week. Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta will see temperatures in the 40s on Friday. We'll have temperatures here in the 30s on Friday and over the weekend. As a matter of fact, as I looked ahead to the 10-day forecast here on the farm, because I want to get some more work done that surrounds crops and stuff, it looks like it'll be clear but pretty brisk for a lot of the activities. It's 50-something here right now. It'll be up in the upper 50s today.
Yeah, we're 65 today, and then wild swing tomorrow.
Cold. Well, it'll get cold down there, yeah. And Friday is supposed to be chilly, and then it warms up a little bit. But it isn't the argument about global warming that always becomes the focus. It's just one of these anomalies. It was a big storm in the Pacific Northwest. It came across the Bering Strait from Russia and stuck over Alaska. And
it's an attack.
Yeah, right.
The Russians.
Right. Well, the Chinese are messing with the weather. How do we know the Russians aren't messing with the weather? Right?
They could
think about that? Think about that, Richie.
It's a new theory.
I want you to think about a mathematical equation right now. How many of you have counted hairs, literally, as they come out of your head? You watch them go down the sink, or they go down the shower, and you think, oh, my God, I'm losing my hair. You're not alone. Everybody loses his or her hair. It's whether it grows back or not that is important. That's why so many people now all over our great country are using Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, because it has clinical-grade botanical extracts in it that work to cleanse your scalp, which is the main cause of hair loss. Your pores are plugged up. Your hair gets thinner because the hair that's under your scalp can't get through because you've used cheap, lousy, really... those cream-colored shampoos plug up your pores like you wouldn't believe. So I don't use cheap shampoos anymore, and use Provia to cleanse. This is for women and men. Cleanse your scalp. That's what this stuff does. And then the pores open up, and you see the hair start growing again. You think it's a miracle. It's not. It's just smart. Say goodbye to the hair saying goodbye. Say hello to your new head of hair. Provia works, or your money back. Here's how you get it. Dial 800-525-8319. Let me give you the number again. 800-525-8319. You order it now, and you'll get an extra month free. This is really an extraordinary product. I've used it myself because Richie loves to make fun of the little spot in the back of my head that there doesn't seem to be too much hair. Well, Richie, now there is.
Picking it up.
Hair coming in.
Hey.
Looks good. You'll like it no matter what your age, no matter what your sex, no matter what your IQ. This stuff will work for you. Provia. 800-525-8319. Don't forget the name. This is the best way to handle. They don't have surgery. You see all those ads for the various hair treatment facilities and how they chop up the back of your head and take the hair and put it somewhere else. This will do a lot better, and it's a lot cheaper, and it's a lot less invasive.
Hey, if I spill some on my chest, will it help me out
yes,
there?
Yes, it will, Richie. All right. Over you. Yeah, you'll be all set. Call now for Provia, 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for one day only, this Saturday, we are offering the lowest prices of the season at our holiday savings celebration. Members get amazing values, like 1,000 thread count sheet sets for $69.98 and 40-piece Rubbermaid take-alongs for $9.97. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Season's greeting sale starts Tuesday, and we're crazy for cozy. I'm coming home to you. Save 30 to 50% on great outerwear for your entire family. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's Season's Greeting Sale. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Gifts for them, points for you, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
No limitations here. At 19 after the hour, let's focus on Joan Rivers' death for a moment. Here is a news report from New York on what this panel has found regarding what actually happened on the day Joan died.
All right, which one is that again, Doug?
It would be 1105.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Yes,
this report highlights a list of missteps. Among them, one of the doctors treating Joan Rivers did not actually have privileges to practice at the New York clinic. Rivers did not give informed consent for all the procedures she was given. And one member of the medical team actually took cell phone photos during the procedure. The report also states that the drop in Rivers' vital signs was not immediately noticed. The comedian was eventually resuscitated but never regained consciousness. In a statement, lawyers for Rivers' daughter, Melissa, write, Ms. Rivers is outraged by the misconduct and mismanagement now shown to have occurred before the procedure. Yorkville Endoscopy commented as well, writing, in response to the statement of deficiencies, Yorkville immediately submitted and implemented a plan of correction that addressed all issues raised. The clinic adds that the doctors involved in the incident are no longer practicing there.
They did everything wrong, and they didn't stop along the way as they were doing all the bad stuff.
Really, these people hang by their thumbs.
How could that have been any worse?
Yeah, well, he's not going to. There's nothing about it that's going to bring her back.
Right. And to have the nerve to say that we've fixed everything.
Yeah. Fixed what? What are you talking about? Fixed everything.
Apart from the dead person.
Right. Apart from that. We changed all the procedures that killed that woman.
The CEO of Starbucks criticized the way America treats its veterans, saying Veterans Day has been turned into a weekend sale. He's right. He is correct 100%. Why? What is he expecting somebody? What is Starbucks doing, Jennifer, for veterans? Free coffee today?
Probably something like that.
All right. 21 after. This is Good Day. Hello. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Led Zeppelin, but Plant says that's rubbish. Report by the Daily Mirror suggests that Plant and some of the other bandmates, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, Jason Bonham, who is the son of the late drummer John,
mm-hmm.
were offered $800 million by Virgin Atlantic and Richard Branson to perform a 35-date, three-city reunion tour. The story went that while Page and Jones and Bonham signed up immediately, Plant ripped up the papers in front of his colleagues. Plant says no. However, one would wonder. I can see Branson offering him $800 million.
That's a load. They just did a reunion concert 3 years ago or 2 years ago for Celebration Day. Released a DVD, the whole thing, and it was great.
Yeah.
Something's fishy.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Led Zeppelin story. Now the Who in our focus. Seems the Who are trying to connect to younger audiences. the 50th anniversary compilation.
Good luck with it.
Doing so, there's a mobile app there using Richie, and there's also let's see, the app which is free for iOS, and is that's how you say it, right? iOS.
Yeah, iOS. Yeah,
and Android. But you make your way through a virtual museum and listen to streams of the Who's music by tapping into music services like Spotify. There are exhibits set up for each song, with each area presenting lyrics and a link to purchase the track if you would like that. Apparently, there's some early looks at it. The virtual reality app has you flying through a Who-themed world that includes a magic bus, a Soho doorway, plenty of bullseyes. Lyrics appear around you in that world, and during at least one point, you can control how you hear the song by turning your head toward different instruments that are floating around. Wow. Think about second.
You want to attract younger listeners, says the Who? Here's an idea. Right. Tell Roger Daltrey to keep his shirt on. Those 70-something-year-old man boobs will not attract 20-somethings.
Yeah, all right, Coldplay in the news today, Richie.
Oh, Coldplay. Okay.
Coldplay.
Yeah, I hate them.
Coldplay. Let's see here.
Dougie's favorite anthem.
Right. Chris Martin, some of the people involved in the new Band Aid re-recording, Do They Know It's Christmas for this year. Proceeds going to battle Ebola. Bob Geldof, who put together the original one in 1984. What'd I say?
Geldof.
Geldof.
That's the guy from...
Right.
Geldof, excuse me. There's no R in his name. They're going to bring in some of the giants of the past plus younger artists. Going to be recorded this Saturday. Available for download November 17th. So a lot of the people involved in this, Boy George, George Michael, Bono, Sting, are going to be involved.
No, those were the people who were involved the first time.
Well, why can't they come back again? Let's get them back.
Yeah, Ken. Come on.
How many of them are dead?
That's to me.
Right, those people. There's nobody there dead. Sting, Bono, George Michael, Boy George. They're all around. 28 after on Good Day.
The following is an important message for listeners of this station. Stress. Just the word stress can make you feel tense. Are you overwhelmed, fatigued, notice changes in appetite, or have trouble sleeping? These can be signs of stress. Puritan's Pride, leader of the highest quality vitamins and supplements for over 40 years, is now offering Peaceful Mood, a unique supplementation program that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes positive mood. In no time at all, you'll start feeling the difference Peaceful Mood can make. Call now to learn how to receive a 30-day supply risk-free. 1-800-379-8383. Peaceful Mood utilizes a proprietary formulation that packs a powerful punch that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes a positive mood. Call to learn how to get a 30-day supply of this unique collection of supplements risk-free. This limited-time offer can only be found by calling 1-800-379-8383. 800-379-8383. 800-379-8383.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You can check out what you need to know. A lot of it is at DougStephan.com. Richie and Jennifer and I are sometimes
are you
frustrated.
Okay?
Well, I'm just frustrated by a lot of the things that keep coming out, the stories of malfeasance and the way the government operates. Do you know that this year, for example, the IRS tax code is going to expand to 70,000 pages?
Wow.
Republicans say this is a priority. Let's see. This is from the shameful government department at DougStephan.com. The income tax system in the United States is a sprawling mass of provisions spread across dozens of volumes. Everything from a disaster to an abomination. That's how the Tax Foundation begins its new report, putting a face on America's tax returns. This was prepared after this past April 15th. They've been working on it all summer. Foundation estimates that it cost individuals and corporate taxpayers more than $165 billion a year to comply with this stupidity. $165 billion we could be spending for something productive instead of having this mass hysteria aimed at accomplishing or somehow or other paying tribute to a bunch of bungling boobs who are just another government bureaucracy. If you see Nixon, there's a 70-minute I don't know if this was a television show or reason. I saw it on the plane going out to L.A. on Saturday. Nixon on Nixon. 70 minutes of him from the tapes and the realities of what he encountered or what he did in varying levels or degrees during his administration, because he had that recording device in his office. Mm-hmm. The kinds of things that come out of that man's mouth are unbelievable. If you get a chance, and I'm a Nixon fan, but I was appalled by his reference to Jews and blacks and the way he was a bigot. My God, he was a horrendous, just skullduggerous bigot. And it was so obvious listening to this stuff. And the reason I bring it up now is because part of the focus was on how he used the IRS to get at his enemies. The reporters,
mm-hmm.
and how the IRS went after them. He instructed the IRS, he, on the tape, instructs the IRS director to go after various reporters like Daniel Shore, for example.
And it's still happening. They're still using the IRS as a weapon.
It today. Absolutely. Obama's just as bad about it as Nixon was.
They all learn from each other.
And the fact that this is a 70,000-page monstrous, debilitating, horrible.
And then you have the story last week that Pepsi, IKEA, FedEx, and 340 other companies have been funneling money through Luxembourg, mm-hmm. to avoid U.S. taxes. Right. And you say to yourself, if you want all that money to come back here so that you can make some money on it, just change the tax code.
Yeah.
Why do you think they take all that money offshore?
Make it because more they don't desirable want to, pay the exorbitant to get more taxes. Businesses here instead so of driving them out.
Yeah, they don't want to have to do all that. They want to be able to just kind of do business. And if you make it so that they can do business, you will then be able to tax all that money.
Yep.
We will get all that money.
Yeah.
But you get greedy, and then they take it somewhere else.
Okay, next story of malfeasance. At DougStephan.com, we have a story about how residents of an assisted living home in Queens, New York, have gotten bills from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, sending out bills to residents who got money from Sandy repayment. They want their money back. Residents of Bell Harbor Manor spent 4 miserable months in emergency shelters after Hurricane Sandy. Now, the people who live in this home, who are disabled, elderly, mostly poor residents, have a new headache. The federal government has asked at least a dozen of them to pay back the aid that they gave them. One of the residents, Robert Rosenberg, among the people who got notices from FEMA informing them they had to retroactively pay back the money because they were ineligible for the checks that they received 2 years ago. The problem, the letter said, was that the money was supposed to have been spent on temporary housing. That didn't happen because the residents were moved from one state-funded shelter to another. For example, the money that came to Rosenberg was $2,400. Cough it up and send it back to the feds. That's what they want. These people are all on a fixed income. They don't have that kind of money. And how did it get so screwed up to begin with? That's what I don't really understand. These people were entitled to it, or so they said at that time, and now they've changed their mind. Is that really what the essence of this is, Kenny? That the federal government said you're entitled to it, and I don't even know that these people applied. I didn't get that. It was just sort of almost a blanket thing. Am I reading that right or not?
Yeah, this is another case of FEMA rushing in and doing a bunch of things that possibly they shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the specific details, but it's ridiculous. 2 years later,
mm-hmm.
it's not like they gave these people money and they went out and spent it on cars and
right.
drugs.
It's subsistence. Living.
Yeah, these are an assisted living facility.
Yep.
And these people were taken out of that and put in these despicable, horrible shelters. They're mm-hmm. sharing these nasty hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on top of that, the IRS or FEMA, they're all the same.
Yep, they are.
Thousands yep. of dollars back. Good mm-hmm. luck.
Yeah. something else to be ashamed of with regard to your country and mine. 20 minutes for the hour. In a moment, we change the mood, if you will. Annie Lennox will join us here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mask responsibly.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You ain't been blue till you had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes.
If I hadn't told you Annie Lennox was going to join us a few minutes ago, you might have thought this is someone different. Singer Annie Lennox has won 4 Grammys, many other awards for her musical talents, known worldwide for her humanitarian efforts. I think we all remember her as she got started. Richie, have you got Walking on Broken Glass? Just a quick snippet.
One of my favorites.
1992. So now in her new album, Nostalgia, which she recently released actually on vinyl and has had a CD.
That's so cool, by the way.
That is cool.
Exactly. Some of the songs, including, exactly. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Don't listen to this, Richie. Crank this up.
Because you're mine.
We've been able to pick out her voice. She's got a pretty unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
You better stop the things you do.
This is cool.
Yeah.
I tell you, I ain't lying.
She also received a Nobel Peace Laureate for her humanitarian services. Annie, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I'm very happy to be speaking to you, courtesy of modern technology. I'm not actually in the studio, folks. I'm a long way away in London.
I love it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Because I was just thinking, back in the day, you know, back in the 70s and so, we used to have to go to visit the different radio stations, and you had to be there, you know?
Right.
Nowadays, you just get beamed up.
Right, exactly.
Are you like in the grocery store, Annie?
No, I'm not in the grocery store. I'm just about to go to the grocery store. I'm sitting in my living room looking out at a very bleak day that looks like it's probably about to rain.
Well, that's London for you. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. When you first started, what did you think your career was going to, what career path did you think you were going down with your music?
That's a really interesting question because, you know, when you very first start out as a young artist, you just have a bunch of dreams and a lot of desire and a sort of burning passion because you want to realize and fulfill that thing, which is you want to make music, you want to record, you want to perform, you want to write, you know, you want to do all those things. But usually it's very hard to know how to go about doing it. And so I didn't have a sense of a career trajectory. I just didn't have a clue. You know, I knew what I wanted, but I didn't really have a clue as to how to go about doing it. And so I'm amazed when I look back, you know, because it's many decades now that I've been involved with music to one degree or another. And I look back at it, and it's such a journey that is filled with synchronicity. And it really, if it hadn't been for some random events, I don't think any of it would have happened.
All right, so I'm gonna throw a little personal stuff in here. You just used a word. The first time I became aware of you, frankly, was when I was in London, and I was in Uri Geller's living room. Uri's favorite word is synchronicity, and I know that you know him, and I listen to you, and I listen to some of the other folks who are sensitive and have really good, a good sense of self and sort of a spiritual base, and I wonder how much of that goes into what you're doing now. I'm looking at the music and the selections you made. Why are you going in this direction now?
Well, I would say synchronicity is a little bit more sophisticated version of the word coincidence. And coincidence is just what you think is sort of in a less conscious way. Something happened. Oh, that was a coincidence. Mm-hmm. But somehow, I think this word synchronicity means that you paid attention. That something happened and you said, oh my goodness, that is really a little bit unusual. That's a little bit different. That's rarefied. And you start to pay attention. I don't know whether you can, you know, just dream things up. I really don't know if that's possible. But what I would say is that somehow when you're focused on what you want to achieve, you will achieve it more effectively than if you're not. So that sense of that energy that you have, that sort of dynamic that you create around yourself, when you, whatever it is, you know, you want to, let's say, make some soup. Well, you're going to have to be focused about getting the ingredients and putting them together and, you know, just going through the steps. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll make a really nice soup at the end of it.
Yeah.
As an artist, you're dealing with abstraction because, you know, you can't see or taste or hear or touch. You can hear music, but you can't do the other. It's not something so manifest. Mm-hmm. You have to create that thing from nothing. And so, you know, it is quite a mysterious process.
It is. I agree. I think that's an interesting way of looking at it, actually. Annie Lennox is with us on Good Day. So you're using your talents now more than ever to help people. Motivation, what went on in your life or goes on in your life that makes the focus on women and children with HIV so important to you?
Okay, well, I have to take you back to a decade ago, 2004. There was a special event that took place that I was invited to, and that was the launch of Nelson Mandela's 46664 campaign, which was his HIV and AIDS foundation. And there was a special concert made in Cape Town in South Africa, inviting lots of artists to launch this campaign. And at that time, in the country, there were millions of people literally, literally dying like flies around everywhere. And in a kind of shameful silence, because HIV carries with it a stigma and shame that people don't want to disclose their status, and there's a tremendous amount of ignorance about it, even to this day. And I had known about HIV, obviously, you know, in my own way, but the African AIDS pandemic was affecting women and children to such a degree that it was absolutely shocking. And it was so impacting on me, that event of being part of that concert and witnessing Mandela talking about it and saying that there was a genocide going on in his country. And this is post-apartheid, you know. So it was a terrible heritage, actually, that the people of South Africa sort of received, and then no one talking. So I felt it, I felt somehow beholden as a woman to identify with my own gender, and as a mother to identify with other mothers, to say, you know, human rights, this must be a human right that babies should be born free of HIV. Why should babies be born with HIV when it's preventable? Why should mothers die because of this virus?
Or
it's
other,
so appalling to me. So that's how I got started.
Or other things that could be preventable. All right, let's spend the last minute that we have together talking about your new album, Nostalgia, and how you came up with these selections, like the rendition that we just heard a little bit of from Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Well, first of all, it's just a labor of love. This is something I really felt I needed to do. It's a genre that I've never covered before. I've never recorded in any jazz album before. Only one song, which was Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye, and that was for an HIV AIDS project back in the mid-80s, the Red Hot and Blue project that you may have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I'm I'm curious. I love singing. It's just always been the passion, one of the main passions of my life. And I just thought, because I'm coming up for my 60th birthday in December, I felt that, you know, before time absolutely runs out for me, that I might want to just take the opportunity and explore the genre. And it's so beautiful. The classic American songbook is a treasury. It truly is. And it's been a pleasure to have attempted some of these songs.
Well, pleasure to have you here and to hear some of your story and to hear in that voice of yours the quality that we've come to know and love. Annie Lennox, the new album is Nostalgia. You can check out all of that at DougStephan.com. Annie, thanks for being here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Georgia, Georgia.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition in a little town called Abley, Pennsylvania. In the last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School. I was a coach of the baseball team in the springtime.
Back home, and I tell people what I do for a living, and they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big mystery.
So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her.
Saying it seems like an unnecessary risk given our objective. So
our objective is to win the war.
Someday we might look back on this and decide that saving Private Ryan was the one decent thing we were able to pull out of this whole god-awful mess.
So, today being Veterans Day, focus on one of the most talked about war movies of my time, I think, Saving Private Ryan. You got Tom Hanks' voice in there. I just swear that was John Travolta's voice, too. I don't think he was in that movie. Was he? He wasn't. Was Travolta, wasn't he?
He was not.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. John Williams, this was a Steven Spielberg movie, so you know John Williams is involved in it from the musical stance. Hymn to the Fallen by Williams from the movie Saving Private Ryan. Somber.
What a genius
moments.
That guy is.
Williams. Yeah, he is, and so is Spielberg. And Hanks has a great relationship with Spielberg. They like working together, and this movie turned out, I think I said this once or twice before with regard to this movie. I did not ever see it because the children's maternal grandfather told me he was in the service. I think I've certainly paid tribute to him. His name, Tom Radajak, he was a he became a major in the Air Force. He was a bombardier when the war started, and not on one occasion, two occasions, three occasions, four occasions, but on five occasions, he came back from bombing raids the only person alive in the plane. Isn't that amazing? Mm. Think about it. The planes get shot up and on fire, and everybody around him got killed, and he survived for whatever the reason. Never talked about it ever until this movie came out. And he and my son went to see this movie, and then he opened up and told my son things that he apparently never told anybody about what he experienced in the service. So he said that Private Ryan was as realistic a movie as he had ever seen, which depicted what went on, and it was pretty gruesome stuff, as you can imagine.
It must be so bizarre to be in that situation where you have gone through all that, you've lived it, and then you're watching it in a movie theater.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck is not with us. We do have some movie moments, some comparative news, et cetera, et cetera. Stand by for that on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083. Call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083.
As you know, I get a kick out of going through some of the movie releases historically. For example, on this date, 1997, the movie Bean was released. Remember that character?
Yeah, right.
It was referred to as the ultimate disaster movie.
No, it was just a disaster.
Yeah, it was. Funny, though. I mean,
Mad City. Dustin Hoffman, John Travolta, Alan Alda. Do you remember that movie? I don't remember that movie for whatever the reason. Starship Troopers.
Alan Alda got offed in a big way last night on The Blacklist.
Did he?
Oh, great. Ruining it forever. Oh.
Really? I saw I haven't seen a lot of Blacklists. I did see one on the plane last night coming back. They don't often have them in the movie box, but
it's a little rough for the plane, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't in the regular movie thing. It was on the screen. Yeah, and
I can assure you, Alan Alda will not be making a return visit.
Really?
He's done.
Done for. Yeah. All right, let's see what else. Starship Troopers on this date.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris was in that. What was that?
Total B campy movies. It's about going to another planet and killing these big monster bugs.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
Monster bugs are
classic. Camp.
Yeah, right. All right. And the Matthew McConaughey movies continues to do well.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.